Ah, brilliant. Life is life. Noah and the Whale, and even more brilliant, the Hardingham sisters are back with us. Well, one of them at least, because it's been far, far, far too long since we actually said hello to our top ace Los Angeles correspondent. It used to be always midnight in Los Angeles, but she said, can we possibly do the morning ones for the sort of next show series? We said, Fiona, for you, anything. How are you, Fiona?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Now, Fiona's sister, Felicity, because they like the F word in the Hardingham household. Oh, only kidding there. Lord knows what the parents were thinking about.
No, it's true.
Yeah, well, this is true. There's always one sister we just can't even name on air because the Ofcom will be listening. But in terms of that, Felicity has hoied herself off to Singapore. That's Singapore. Yeah. So, you know, we were all set to feature Felicity for her first Thursday morning slot tomorrow. And no, in the end, it's Harriet Vocking, another name to play with. But Harriet Vocking is actually stepping in from Golden Goose PR. Felicity, of course, will be back with us, hopefully, back end of February for, of course, the Midweek Drive morning edition, because clearly, at this time of day in Singapore, it's about 2 a.m. in the morning. So, you know, it's not going to be good for that, or even 3 a.m. in the morning. I don't know. We don't want to get her up in the night, so we thought we'll talk to her in Singapore on one of our morning edition shows, where it'll be 4 or 5 p.m. Was this news to you, Fiona? Or did you think, well, Felicity, what are you going off to Singapore for?
Oh, I know why she's going to Singapore, and I think it's a wonderful thing that she's doing, and she's going to have a brilliant time. It was a surprise, for it did sort of come out of the blue, but I she's always up for an adventure, that one. So
I said that several years ago, and I haven't changed my opinion. And that's just the way Fiona said she's always up for an adventure, that one. You know, it's marvellous. You know, listen, we're not here.
So many of us, Alex.
So, the Hardingham sisters. Take over the world. I've said that before. Now, Tiffany, have you done your research on Fiona Hardingham?
Yep, I have. Oh. I found out she does a lot of comedy acting.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Any particular sort of brand of comedy acting you'd like to throw Fiona Hardingham's way?
Don't know.
No, you see, Tiffany's from Leicester, so comedy in Leicester obviously have a bit of a challenge. On the other hand, comedy in Selby Citizens, tucks on the topic, it's a laugh a minute. Natalie, anything you'd like to throw to Fiona, possibly about, you know, action-adventure things? What's she doing in Los Angeles at present? Because she's one of two Los Angeles correspondents that's actually on. Of course, Phil Leonis, our top legend, who one of these days I'm sure they should meet. You know, Phil Leonis meets Fiona Hardingham.
That could work.
In a kind of Frankenstein and Wolfman way. Would, yeah.
Do you do stand-up comedy, Fiona?
At the moment, I'm currently producing and involved in a TV show, so I haven't had time to sort of walk the boards and do the stand-up, even though I love it. And that seems to be the job that I book the most is comedy. I think it's something to do with the face. But being quite elastic. But yeah, I haven't recently. I'd love to. It's on the list of 2012. It's just getting there right now.
And also,
with the other stuff.
Let's be honest, Fee, I've never suggested you should actually bill yourself as it's Fiona Hardingham and her amazing elastic face. You know, it's gone beyond that. We have, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it doesn't really work on radio either. If I start moving it around.
Oh, that was a very strange manoeuvre. Let's talk a little bit about somebody you have worked with, of course, from 19 Management, Simon Fuller. Is that correct? You've done some stuff with Simon Fuller?
Yeah, I worked with him at 19 before I moved out to LA.
We spent some time on our sister station, Southside Broadcasting, talking on Saturday with our BAFTA award-winning director, Graham Harper, who's actually moving on to Casualty now. Yes, he's now directing Casualty. Let's get Fiona Hardingham back across into Casualty. He's thinking about it.
I would be there in an instant. I always get booked as a nurse.
Exactly. And I know. And we can't talk about on air. We've already talked about costume changes, and I'm not sure whether we stand on that. But Simon Fuller, is he responsible, as he claims to be, as David Beckham claims to be, for David Beckham's new brand of underpants that he's brought out on the world? Because, you know, I was shocked to find in the Daily Telegraph, as I think, you know, James Barkley was, because he was grimacing at that very moment there. Maybe it was his leg. Unless he's decided to wear David Beckham underpants, would they?
I haven't done yet.
Ever?
No. Not yet.
No, you know.
Ask the believer of Beckham's pants. You don't think that if you wear a pair of these pants, you'd be an amazing soccer player.
Could be. My size, that would be remarkable.
Although he has gone on record as saying he prefers briefs when he's playing as opposed to the pouch, but it's a different line, etc. I was very confused, and I mean, naturally being a key Telegraph sort of observer, if she'd seen this article, I thought, the heck with the coverage of the Telegraph and weapons of mass destruction, we want to know what David Beckham's underpants are all about. I just wondered, Fee, has Simon spoken to you about this? Did he seek advice?
Not personally about David's pants, although it would have been an interesting conversation. Maybe I'll email him.
Yeah, that's a thought.
I'm sure he had some involvement.
I feel like the tone of the show has lowered. I don't know what to say.
Listen, we've still got
You have got me on the air.
One of our team has actually got a very famous cousin. We'll find out who that very famous cousin is before the end of the show, but it gets back to our roots, that's all I will say. It's extraordinary, yeah. Famous cousin. Famous cousin who actually was a keen, sort of strictly come dancing person. I shan't say anything else. At this stage, right? Yeah, I know, it's a little tease, exactly. Katie, anything you'd like to put to Fiona Hardingham? I mean, she can provide a wealth of advice on a number of issues, so feel free.
I just wanted to ask, do you have a particular favourite aspect that you prefer? Because I know you've done voiceovers, acting and writing, so which would you prefer?
Well, I recently...
Whatever pays the most, Fiona? I don't know, just a thought.
I really enjoy the development. I love performing, on any style of performing, voice, comedy, drama, whatever, but I really love the process of developing the role or developing the script, developing the idea so that it's tip top and perfect, and working with a team. I really love collaborating. That's something you don't get to do as a stand up generally. I love. Funnily enough, I really love the developing side of it. Even though you would most probably expect me to say I love just the performing, seeing something come to fruition is really excites me. So that's where I am right now. Ask me in a week, and I'll be like, screw the developing, I just want to perform. I like the nuts and bolts of the project.
One of these days she'll actually be doing some new jingles for Tiffany, for Katie and for Natalie Tucker. Exactly. We'll get another batch of things sent over to her and Fiona can say, yes, I'll do those in a few days' time, and then a few months will go by and think, where is it? It keeps us together. That's the important thing. Fee, would you like to have a brief chat with James about the Back to Our Roots project? We can tease ahead a little bit about this. We'll be focusing on it in a full sort of area. We've got a couple of minutes before we take our country music scenario here with Cameron Tilbury's selection this week from the Broad River Band. But it's over to you, Fee, to have a brief chat with our farming correspondent. And indeed, nobody knows more about the Lincolnshire Red. No, that's cattle. Let me rephrase that. It's Lincoln. What piggies did you used to have?
We had Lincoln Red cattle, not Lincolnshire
Lincoln,
Red.
That's a cheese, of course.
Gloucester Old Spot pigs, and we had those curly-coated pigs.
The curly-coated pigs.
And we also had Jacob and Lincoln Longwool sheep, which were sheep with curly coats as well.
What, if you can't do a comedy series about Jacobs and curly-coated pigs, what can you do, Fiona?
That really does sound like an animation TV series. Just all those names I'd never even heard of before.
There you are, absolutely.
I'm pleased, James, you didn't take offence when I referred to you as having a breed of cheese, which, of course, Lincolnshire Red is, and it's the Lincoln Red cattle.
Lincolnshire Red
really
cheese.
Thought I'd put myself to right.
Yeah.
That's very good. Anything
Tell me
got?
About this Into the Roots campaign.
Back to Our Roots, yeah. Well, I do a lot of work in Nottinghamshire, and I've known the city of Nottingham quite a long time now, and I always felt that I should do something to try, having worked in some educational work in the past, in trying to help young people who are finding life hard in Nottingham, to say the least, and to bring the countryside to them and see if we can involve them in farming and getting to know how the countryside works. So what we're doing is we're setting up this charity called Back to Our Roots, and we've now got our first young people from a charity called Base 51, and they're coming to do some work in Nottingham itself, right in one of the more difficult areas, and they're going to start growing vegetables, and hopefully then we're going to develop that into trips out onto farms, and then from there we hope to set up a proper working farm, not a sort of petting farm or anything like that, a proper working farm smack in the middle of Nottingham. So we hope to take a derelict area and then develop into, as I say, into a proper farm.
See, more on that in the second hour of the programme. But as we are so squeezed for time with the news team already out there, effectively sort of just getting their final sort of things together, doing their exercises, doing the Samantha Coombs always likes to get them working on their exercises, I found, you know, breathing, breath control. And you don't want to mess with Samantha. She's from Hertfordshire. So would you like to ask those last two questions to Fiona Hardingham, please, Katie Grimerson?
Have you enjoyed your interview with us this evening?
Thank you very much. I have.
Less of an interview, more kind of general chat and tip of the head in terms of, you know, our usual sort of Hardingham sort of midweek drive ways, really. But, yeah, good stuff. Next question.
Thank you so much.
And will you join us again?
I certainly will.
Yeah. I think
the way you said evening, something just completely threw me.
I know.
I was like, am I in another dimension?
What I can't... Well, you are. You're in Los Angeles. Have you not realised that, my girl? I mean, you know, it's a totally different dimension. You know, it's beyond. It's the middle ground between light and darkness. It's all... I can tell you, though, Fiona, through the mystical powers that we have over in the United Kingdom, that Wednesday is going to be a lovely day for you. Really lovely day.
Because
we've been there. It's going to be fantastic. You know, it's really great. We know that. So we know you're going to have a great day.
Thank you.
Your friend told me you were only looking for a good time. She'll leave you, won't you let you fall, boy? Don't leave your heart on the line. Keep your suitcase packed so you can roll on a dime. Traveling man might have to roll at any time. It drives me crazy.
Of course, we have to point out that the reason Joy Knight isn't with us again, she's graduating formally, she's getting her MA. Congratulations, Joy, but really, being a woman, surely you can multitask, surely you could have actually done the show and reported live. I mean, it's true, Natalie, I would have thought, you know, that's the only reason why. So, anyway, somebody who actually knows where we are because he's been listening online in Nashville, Tennessee, is Cameron Tilbury. See what you did there, Cameron?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good evening. It's just more than just a good time every time we connect it. The midweek drive. Shorter than the average quick action that we normally have. Next week, we're going to have to pre-record the piece. But Cameron, talk to us about the Broad River Band briefly, and then select somebody to actually speak to.
The Broad River Band, that's their third single from their debut CD, Country Singer, More Than Just a Good Time. And it's we released last week, and we're really doing well with it. Brand new single for them, so we're excited about it. Something else I want to mention really briefly was on Saturday, somebody that's no stranger to being played in this segment, Jessica Ridley. She won the Bud United Presents the Big Time, which was a new reality show on ABC Network here in North America. And she competed against somebody from Nashville called Justin Nault and a lady from St. Albans in England there, Laura Jean. And Jessica won it and got to perform at the iHeart Radio Festival, which took place back in September. It was a pre-recorded thing, and we couldn't say anything about it.
I think we need to feature Jessica Ridley live on the show before too long, so put the word out.
I think we can arrange that very shortly,
Excellent. Who do you wish to speak to? Do you want to talk about their particular clothing, the underpants they're wearing, anything? You know, I mean, you know.
I think the whole David Beckham underwear thing, that we can just skip that.
Glad you said that, Cameron. Wish Victoria had, but never mind. See that? There's a Spice Girls 1990s
reference. Did you actually say that?
I did, yes. Yeah. Probably say it again if you want to play the podcast. So do you want to speak to James Barkley, Natalie, Tiffany, or indeed the wonderful Katie?
Oh, let's go with dealer's choice. You set me up with somebody and we'll chat.
All right, let's go with Natalie then. It's sorted. All right. She's had a tough time the last 2 days. The meetings she's had to go to, oh, Lord above, you know, she needs therapy.
Natalie.
Cameron.
22 seconds before we have to cut to the news, folks. There might actually just be time on that moment.
Cameron, what genre was of music would you say that song was that was just played?
It crosses over. I mean, it's kind of country, but it also has sounds that are kind of similar to Southern rock, like Marshall Tucker Band or the Allman Brothers. So it does kind of cross over. I would put that kind of firmly into the Americana category.
Americana. I've never heard of that before.
Oh, you see? It might be shorter than the average link, but, you know, that's worthwhile. James, please, if you're going to actually destroy the studio, please, just keep your legs to one side. Lord, you get a farmer and they start thinking it's unbelievable. All right. Yeah, please, we have the news team ready. Yeah, we need standards. Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us?
I certainly have.
What's the next question, Tiffany?
Will you be joining us again soon?
Do both.
I will.
And I hope you'll be listening to the rest of the show, because we'll give you a few name checks, Cameron. Yeah, we'll keep
okay.
You sort of... Yeah, we'll keep going from that point of view. I'm sure Phil Dearness needs
good.
To bond as well, and then we've got Lisa McAllister. It's all going to be happening. Siren 107.3 FM.